Goal 5. Quality of life. Quality of life. The Kipda region provides a blend of urban and rural life, a strong regional economy, and numerous recreational and cultural amenities. Our goal is to improve quality of life by working to ensure that all residents have access to these opportunities so they may live healthy and productive lives. A continued challenge is overcoming the social and economic inequalities that exist when it comes to access to employment, transportation, affordable housing, healthy food, and healthcare. The need to improve accessibility to these resources is critical due to the population growth the region is projected to experience over the coming decades. Local municipalities within the region need to plan for the expansion of services required to care for an aging population. Using age-friendly strategies to inform policy and development decisions regarding healthcare, building design, mobility, financial security, and community services will enable our aging and disabled populations to maintain full and inclusive lives in all our communities. Affordable housing was ranked as the top regional service priority in the Kipda area. This ranking falls in line with the 2022 State of Metropolitan Housing Report that prioritizes creating and preserving dedicated affordable housing units, increasing the overall housing supply, helping households access and afford private market homes, and protecting against displacement and poor housing conditions. It is also consistent with the AIL's 2024 Community Needs Assessment for Older Adults, with housing, transportation, and accessibility as the most reported needs in our community. It's critical to expand economic development efforts to include assessment of increased affordable and accessible housing development in each county, assist residents with maintaining their homes so they can age in place, and assist in funding solutions for such projects. Disparities in food accessibility are created by various economic, social, geographical conditions that leave many people without proper nutrition. One initiative to improve access to produce at farmers' markets is the Double Dollars Program. The program matches Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, SNAP, customers' spending, dollar for dollar, up to $20, and aims to make shopping at farmers' markets more affordable for residents receiving government assistance. Kipda is partnering with the Ford Philanthropic Foundation to provide boxes of fresh vegetables and proteins from local farmers to residents in our rural counties with barriers to transportation. Community connectivity and outdoor recreation contribute significantly to the quality of life of citizens. This is a two-pronged approach of having spaces available for public use and providing the means of easy access to the area. A community that provides a high quality of life will have natural green spaces and outdoor recreation opportunities, compounded by easy access through safe and connected sidewalks and bike lanes, and efficient public transit. Planning with these goals in mind leads to a healthier population and a higher quality of life. Strategies. Assist in the coordination of aging-in-place initiatives by supporting age-friendly programs at the local level. Provide technical assistance to local officials to encourage age-friendly initiatives. Encourage age-friendly business initiatives, such as providing training to employees to recognize signs of dementia in older adult consumers. Connect ARPS, 8 Domains of Livability, to new planning and development in the region. Promote local awareness of the social determinants of health and their impact on mental and physical health outcomes in our region. Encourage more collaboration between local planning and transportation to improve multimodal transportation opportunities to access healthcare services. Provide technical assistance to local officials to improve internet and telehealth access. Continue collaboration with the Department of Aging and Independent Living to increase education and awareness of aging and disability, reduce stigma, and create welcoming communities. Expand and ensure a diverse range of housing choices. Ensure long-term affordability options in all localities. Encourage energy-efficient development practices and resilient design features, while also promoting a variety of housing types and densities. Adaptable design elements, including universal design, are promoted to provide an age-friendly housing stock. Encourage and facilitate the maintenance and improvement of existing housing stock. Encourage planners and developers to incorporate intergenerational housing developments in new and existing communities. Ensure equitable access to recreational space, health and safety outcomes for all. revitalize local food economies to improve health and wellness in the region by promoting and supporting the implementation of local food movements in each county, provide technical assistance where needed to implement farmers market programming, encourage shared use of public and private spaces to allow for community access to physical activity opportunities, encourage communities to expand their network of outdoor infrastructure such as sidewalks to increase connectivity and provide more accessibility to citizens, enhance the safety of citizens using bicycle and pedestrian travel, promote use of outdoor recreation and natural green spaces in communities, parks, hiking trails, etc., for persons of all ages and abilities. Encourage planners and developers to incorporate intergenerational housing developments in new or gentrified communities. Improve multimodal transportation and increase public transit accessibility. Collaborate with partners, including local businesses, public services, local government, and other nonprofit organizations to educate, prevent, and destigmatize mental health, addiction, and other relevant public health issues. Future milestones: receive the AARP designation of an age-friendly community for the entire region, ensure affordable housing choices are available in all counties, partner with local groups to develop funding sources to pay for home modifications and improvements for older adults who need assistance, encourage the acceptance of WIC and SNAP benefits at all farmers markets in the region and implementation of Double Dollars. Advocate for access to treatment programs for mental health and SUD treatment are available to all in the region, provide increased opportunities for accessible outdoor recreation, green spaces, and nature activities, metrics number of age-friendly communities, housing affordability by county, number of payment methods at farmers markets, e.g. cash, card, WIC, SNAP, number of treatment providers per county, number of prevention activities per county, number of pedestrian vehicle accidents in the region, ARP Livability Index score, success stories. Aging-friendly communities. On October 10, 2016, Louisville was designated as one of ARP's age-friendly communities. This designation was awarded to the city after a group of stakeholders prepared a plan for Louisville to infuse age-friendly practices through the 8 domains of livability: outdoor spaces and buildings, transportation, housing, social participation, respect and social inclusion, civic participation and employment, communication and information, community and health services. The designation was merely the start of a long journey to make Louisville a great place to thrive as we age. The work of creating an age-friendly city coincided with the release of the Metropolitan Housing Coalition's annual report, which focused on housing for people living with disabilities and our aging population. The report offered a breakdown of the current status of housing conditions for older adults and persons with disabilities, and it provided recommendations for moving forward and making housing access more equitable across the city. One of the recommendations included involvement in the update of Louisville's comprehensive plan, which was being rewritten to guide planning for the city through 2040. The report also recommended adopting universal design standards and making new construction accessible to persons with disabilities. The formation of an age-friendly advisory group, coupled with the release of the housing report, allowed aging professionals and other advocates to have a seat at the table while Louisville planned for the next 20 years. AAIL staff, AARP volunteers, and many other residents and professionals were able to join work groups and make sure that planners were considering the needs of an aging population while formulating their goals and objectives. The work with the comprehensive plan update is just one part of a larger strategy to target the different domains of livability, and continues with active work groups focusing on social inclusion, housing, and outdoor enhancement. The age-friendly Louisville work can serve as a blueprint for other communities in our region. By drawing upon the lessons learned in Louisville, communities can adapt their approach to better serve rural residents and work together to make our entire region age-friendly. Fanfare. In 2016, Fanfare was started in response to an extremely hot summer where many seniors were calling Louisville Metro and KIPDA for assistance with cooling their home. In a coordinated effort to help the most vulnerable seniors, 60 and over, and disabled citizens, the Fanfare was started. The Fanfare in its first year was sponsored by Louisville Metro Office of Aging and Disabled Citizens and the KIPDA Aging and Disability Resource Center. On June 11, 2016, the first fanfare took place, giving over 600 fans to seniors 60-plus and disabled citizens. From this staring point, the fanfare has grown into a collaboration between KIPDA, Metro Louisville, WLKY, and Lowe's Home Improvement, to serve all seven counties, distributing fans to both urban and rural seniors alike. Fanfare celebrated its 10th year in 2025 and was able to distribute over 700 fans and 250 shelf-stable food boxes. The event has expanded to offering not only free fans, but also a health and wellness fair where recipients can gather important information about health insurance, senior Medicare patrol, mental and physical wellness resources, and participate in prescription drug give back with Louisville Metro Police. This coordinated effort between KIPDA and Louisville Metro Office of Aging and Disabled Citizens has managed to distribute over 5,200 fans in the KIPDA region. This continued partnership with community stakeholders ensures no senior goes without a cooling device during the hottest months of the year.